Hello, everyone. This is Peter Grandich on Monday, June 26th. And I like to tell you that thanks to several recent interviews, those reading my blog, watching my videos on my YouTube page, and viewing my Twitter posts have grown by leaps and bounds. Please allow this short podcast and supporting links in this blog post to note what I do and don't do. My livelihood now consists of me being part of an alternative to traditional financial planning process team based in Wall, New Jersey. I am both the business development and macro outlook part of the team. I am just insurance licensed and receive compensation if clients implement insurance in their overall financial plan. I neither provide investment advice nor am I compensated if clients invest in different securities within the plan. I do provide a general macro overview on economic, political, and social matters to our planning group clientele, and I do so via my blog, videos, and Twitter posts. I also allow the public to view what I am saying to them as well. As I've always stated, this is not investment advice. One should speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decisions, and most importantly, read all my disclosures that are being highlighted again in this blog post below and are on my website. In lieu of charging the public to hear my observations and thoughts, I allow a very select number of public companies to be sponsors of my blog for a fee. It's strictly a monetary fee. No options or any other compensation is given or wanted. I don't provide any investor relations services, and my comments of them are not stock recommendations. The companies have no editorial control of what is said, nor is a Q&A discussed in advance. The public is welcome to ignore them and may still have full access to the blog, videos, and Twitter posts. I no longer discuss publicly any personal holdings of mine, but I do disclose them on my blog. Finally, I do have one strong recommendation, and that is not to use stock chat forums as research of any kind, but truly for entertainment purposes only. Sadly, there's a very small minority of misfortunate folks who constantly violate the Ninth Commandment and use the safety of their keyboard to mislead, slander, and simply lie. If they truly want to find the culprit for what angers them, a mirror will best serve them. Please now review the links and videos below. Peace be with you.